Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gerresheimer H1 2017-2018 results. Please be aware that due to technical difficulties on Arkadin's side, the first minutes of the conference call have not been recorded. May I now hand you over to Jörg Stübner, CFO of the company, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
The performance program is designed to make Gerresheimer more desirable, more demand-oriented, more agile, more emotional, more productive, more focused, and leaner. To reach these ambitious objectives, we have therefore left no stone unturned and developed a program with the help of which we want to modernize the Gerresheimer Group using six strategic levers. Let's take a closer look at the eight sub-projects. We foresee the biggest EBIT potential in the retail segment. We want to leverage this potential primarily with the help of, first, the increase of square meter productivity and decline of reductions with new go-to-market approach. Second, the optimization of the portfolio, POS utilization, staff planning, and rental costs. Digitally, we will rely on the digitalization strategy, especially profit growth with digital processes, the potentials of minor reductions and returns, and revenue growth online and omni-channel. In the wholesale segment, we initially project slightly negative EBIT potential in the next years. Hence, we will prepare a radical change here, which will initially lead to a decline in earnings, but will secure our future in the long term and make a very positive EBIT contribution beginning 2020. The radical change includes a new go-to-market approach and order rhythm, the increase of POS productivity, and to focus internationally on strategic markets. Hallhuber itself does not form part of the performance program for sustainable, profitable growth. We nevertheless mention it here because Hallhuber contributes a major portion to our EBIT potential. Between them, the remaining five sub-areas, especially product development, procurement, logistics, IT, and support, have considerable EBIT potential. Product development will focus on the strengthening of product performance, a market-oriented category strategy, and new product management organization, and a new go-to-market approach as well. Procurement includes the expansion of strategic suppliers in full garment purchasing and the reduction of CMT, means cut, make, trim, or in other words, subcontracting business, pattern design, and sewing. In the logistics area, we will unlock EBIT potential through the focus on logistic core processes and the increase of competitiveness and the alignment of the leadership structure. IT will also be made leaner by the implementation of IT assignment, means IT and BI strategy, reorganization and integration of Hallhuber and IT logistics, and through the reduction of costs. Finally, we will also optimize the cost structure in the area of administration. All measures to be implemented in the context of the performance program for sustainable, profitable growth will unlock an EBIT potential of 35 million-40 million euros by the next 3 or 5 years. We attached a couple of more slides in the appendix of this presentation, where you can take a closer look at the six strategic levers. Due to our time constraints of today, I will spare these slides now, but I'm sure we will have plenty of opportunities to discuss details of the program in the events ahead of us. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now move on to our revised outlook. In the current financial year, 2017-18, the measures that are associated with the performance program for sustainable, profitable growth will lead to higher than expected extraordinary charges of roughly 50 million euros and to a shift in revenues to the next financial year. Moreover, sales revenues in the Gerresheimer retail segment will be slightly lower than expected in the current financial year. Against this background, the managing board of Gerresheimer has revised the forecast for the financial year 2017-18. We now project revenues of 830 to 840 million euros and consolidated earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, of minus 10 million to 0 million euros for the current financial year. Based on the performance program, we aim to increase our sales significantly and more strongly than the market in the next 3 to 5 years. In addition, we want to save total costs in the medium double-digit million range. As a result, we anticipate generating additional potential of up to €35 to €40 million per year for our operating result EBIT within the next 3 to 5 years. So thanks for your attention, and we are now open for your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you use a speaking equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question we have received is from Peter Hartz, Abbott Standard Holding Company. Your line is now open.
Hello, this is Peter Hartz. My question is, you're talking about working with data analyzing and market research. Have you not done this before, and who are your partners you're working with on this topic?
Okay, thanks for your question. Well, we did data analysis in the past, but I would say just focusing on our data, on our sales, best sellers and low sellers, but maybe not enough data with competitors or the market environment, and so on. Actually, we are investigating what are the right partners, or I just want not to name all partners.
Okay, thank you very much. I got another question. You're speaking of high investments in IT. Is there a certain number that you already have in mind for investments in IT?
No, not especially. We have in mind an overall CapEx for this year between €25-28 million. This will include IT investments. I would say the most important issue of IT investment is in a customer relationship management system that amounts up to €2-3 million. But there are some more issues and more investments in IT in smaller numbers.
Thank you very much. And my last question is, do you have average numbers for your flagship stores and profit and loss for the last year?
No, not actually here.
Okay, thank you very much. That's it.
Thank you. We have received another question from Mr. Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Hello, Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Thanks for all the provided information so far. My question first would be on the extraordinary charges of 15 million. Can you give a bit of split? Is it in how much personnel is included? How much is store closures? Are store closures included here? So a split of the 15 million, what to expect? And also on the timeline, the 15 million is this can we fully expect in 17-18? So from the new go-to-market model introduction, should we also expect further extraordinary ordinary charges in the years to come, or is that the charges are finalized then at end of this fiscal year? And second question or third question would be regarding the sales decline, the reduced your sales expectation for the full year. I guess it's basically in the Gary Weber core retail segment, is that right? And as I told you, there is no changes at the Hallhuber, so it's basically Gary Weber. Where do you will do the changes? And the last question would be on your online business. Your highlighted digitalization. Do you expect to build here partnership with online fashion players? Does that also include into your digital strategy as outlined? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bosse. Maybe first to the question for the extraordinary expenses. So approximately, we are talking about, I would say, 9 or 10 million personal expenses for, adopting our capacities. And so rest is more or less several items. Some of store closures. Some others for smaller numbers. The timeline, let's say, will be for accounting purposes, as we announced, I would say, in this financial year. the 50 million euros. So mm-hmm. if you ask for, let's say, a cash view, really very roughly, I would say it, well, maybe a split 50-50, so 50% this year mm-hmm. And cash 50% next year. I have to say, with regard especially to store closures, not everything is cash.
Mm.
Yeah? So the slightly sales decline was your third question. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the Jerry Weber core retail segment especially.
Yeah.
Not too much, but yeah, it's a slightly under our expectations. And with regard to your questions, partnerships in online, yes, you are absolutely right. It's part of our strategy to increase the number of partnerships, especially for the Jerry Weber brand and Typhoon brand. I would say for Haluba has about 15, 16 partnerships already mm-hmm. With marketplaces, and it's one of our clear objectives to increase the number of partnerships with marketplaces for the Jerry Weber brand too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Good luck, all the best. Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
Thank you. We have received another question from Ms. Rina Tanesha, Commerzbank. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. So I have two questions on the guidance cut. So we just talked about the expected sales shift basically from this year into next year. And the press release stated due to a change in merchandise management, maybe you could elaborate more on this. And how much percentage-wise do you think is attributable to lower sales from Jerry Weber, and how much to the restructuring initiatives? Because you just said Jerry Weber Core is a part, but it's small, so maybe you can just give an indication. Second question is on the performance enhancement program. So you're expecting 35 to 40 million in cost savings. How do you expect the development of EBIT improvement over the next year? Is it more a linear improvement you expect to be seeing, or is it more back-end loaded in year 3 to 5? And third and final question is on digitization. Can you give an example of what you've done so far and what you're changing here? And also some words on the go-to-market approach would be highly appreciated, especially how much investments and how much growth you're expecting from this change.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to your first question with regard to the guidance and the impact of shift in deliveries. So one of our strategic and operative levers is our go-to-market approach. That means that we will change order rhythm and delivery schedules. That means that we have in the past normally delivered already in October first spring themes. So, and for an example, we had white linen trousers in our stores and also to our wholesale partners in November. When these products are really needed in March or April, they're already in our outlets, but not in our stores. So we change delivery schedules, and this will mean that we will have a shift in our last collections or in our last themes from October to more or less November or December. So that's the shift in delivery to wholesale partners and the reduction in our sales guidance. So I do not really know if I've got all your questions. I have one more here that is investments in our go-to-market approach. I would say there's not really investment in our go-to-market approach, but a change in organization internally, in reduction of capacities, in reorganization of departments. Especially, we will not operate any further in our sub-label structure, Jerry Weber Edition, Jerry Weber Collection, Jerry Weber Casual, but we are more thinking in categories. And so it's a question of reorganization, and it's a question of how to talk to our wholesale partners about our new concept, but it's not really a question of investment.
Okay.
So I think I got not all questions. Maybe you can ask again.
Yeah, for the performance enhancement program, so the 35 to 40 million cost savings, how do you think the development will be over the next year? Is it more linear development, or is it more back-end loaded? So when will we be seeing the 35 to 40 million improvement? Is it a substantial improvement every year or more at the end?
Yeah, I would say it's more at the end. To be honest, we could be a little bit faster in our own retail segment because our changes could be implemented faster and will faster show an impact. In the wholesale segment, I would say it needs 2 years. It's just 1 year, let's say, implementing the process, discuss with our wholesale partners, and that they have to see that certain KPIs will improve and that it works. So I would say in the wholesale segment, it will at least take 2 years to see the first positive impacts. We plan, especially in the first year, with a negative impact, as I mentioned in my speech. So it's more a question of 2 or 3 years to see this potential.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have received another question from Jürgen Kolb, Kepler Cheuvreux. Your line is now open.
Thanks very much. First of all, may I ask who's supervising your restructuring program? Have you gotten in some external consultants that supervise the program here, or is that just done internally?
Well, the program is, as you might know, understand, is supervised by our supervisory board. But you're right, we have an external company within our projects, and they will also comply the program the next 6 or 8 months.
So they're assigned for the next 6 to 8 months, but not for the entire length of the project that you mentioned, or it sounds as if that's going to be 3 to 5 years?
No, I would say the implementation of the program will not need 3 or 5 years. It will need, what we guess, the implementation is will need until 2019, because we split up in two phases. But main work has to be done in the next 6 months, I would say. And that is why we actually engage them for further 6 months.
I see. Okay. On your financial guidance, I think you mentioned that you have a mid double-digit cost savings potential that you believe to see coming out of this performance program, and you foresee 35 to 40 million EBIT potential 3 to 5 years. Now, what would be the starting point in the current year from an EBIT perspective? Is that going to be the zero line, say, in an optimal case on an EBIT basis, or is that on an adjusted basis, say, around 15 million EBIT, that is excluding the one-off cost that you just mentioned?
So if you calculate the mentioned one-off costs we announced and the maybe and potential EBIT effect of the deliveries of sales, you could calculate or imagine that the former guidance of between 10 or 20 million would have been still in reach.
Okay. But when you say you can improve your EBIT by 35 to 40 million, I'm just so the basis would then be somewhere between 10 to 20 million. That is what you calculated as the basis. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, for this
okay.
year. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And when you say you will outgrow the market significantly over the next 3 to 5 years, may I ask what your assumption is in terms of market development? Is that going to be flat, or do you see growth here? And would a 3% growth, you think, is possible going forward as a significant outperformance?
So if we look at the market, actually we see no really change to the actual situation in the future. So we still believe we have only a flattish market or maybe a slightly shrinking market.
Okay. And lastly, if I may, you mentioned you want to improve your sales per square meter significantly. Maybe any color on where we are currently and what you think could be possible, say, 3-5 years. Thank you.
Well, productivity in square meter is actually in the area or range of 2,300, 2,400 sales per square meter. That is by far not enough, and our short-term goal in the next 3 years is to rise up to 2,800-3,000 euros per square meter. That is a number we already reached or have seen 3 or 4 years ago. So it's clearly, from our point of view, reachable and realistic. For example, if we see much, much higher figures, for example, at our Haluba brand.
And one of the core drivers of that would be prices, traffic, conversion, or what would be the main driver?
Well, several drivers, I would say. First of all, they will profit from our go-to-market approach. That means more products ready to wear on our sales place. Using our sales place optimized, and last but not least, investment also in personnel and in our, yes, would say, pricing strategy.
Very good. Thanks very much for your answers.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have received another question from Felix Heiser, Conduction Capital. Your line is now open.
Hi. Thanks for the presentation so far and your answers. Two questions from my end. In your old guidance, you had included a risk budget of 8 to 10 million for the full year on EBIT level. Is that still valid? So could we see further, could there be up or further downside in the new guidance? And second question, just on your brand Grateful that was recently shut down, could you give us a rough idea of what the investment in that brand was? Thank you.
Okay, so you're right. We guessed in our old guidance extraordinary expenses approximately by eight million euros. We revised this term and adopted to 15 million euros approximately. So it's not additionally, but it's the change from more 8 to 15 million euros extraordinary expenses. And from today, I would say it's best guess, and that is what we expect for this fiscal year. And very roughly, investment in the brand Grateful was in the area, not much, several hundred thousand euros, so about 300,000 euros. Actually, we think to use, especially the online shop we have implemented, maybe to use for our Talk About brand.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have received another question from Mr. Mark Jefferson, Equinet Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to begin just with the trading within the wholesale division. Obviously, last year in Q1 and Q2, there were some timing issues. We've switched from one quarter to the other, and we've had a bit of a reversal of that in Q1 and Q2 of this year. Mm-hmm. But we're now 5% down after the first half. Is that all the timing issues out? Is that the underlying performance? Or is there, and if so, what is the background to that? Or is there still some timing shifts from H1 of this year, perhaps into H2 of this year? And then specifically, again, still on the wholesale division, I think you said that you're now expecting an EBIT loss. Is that due to exceptional items that will be charged against the wholesale segment? Or is it the case that due to the lack of sales, you mentioned this spilling of sales from this year into next year, is that the main background to the EBIT loss there?
Okay. I would say the difference in our wholesale segment for the whole H1 compared to prior year is only left maybe to small issue of timing shifts. The main effect is a little bit lower reordering by our wholesale partners facing the same, let's say, market conditions as we in our retail segment.
Okay.
So, in sum, I did not mean an EBIT loss or an absolute EBIT loss in our wholesale segment, but that we plan that we lose some EBIT in our wholesale segment due to our new go-to-market approach, but especially due to our new order system, order rhythm, and delivering system, and we are cautious, and we should expect that we lose some wholesale partners to a certain extent.
Got that. Okay,
so we are very careful with our expectation, how our change will affect orders and partnerships to our wholesale partners.
Okay. I have a question now with respect to CapEx. I think it was about 13, 14 million, and we're budgeting for around 25 or 30 million for the full year, which I think is a reduction also of 5 million or so compared to what we were thinking about at the beginning of this year. So in which area is the lower CapEx now? And can you give us a broad line what sort of CapEx budget we may expect going forward, please?
What do you mean with CapEx going forward? Next year's or...?
Yes, indeed. So we've got 25 to 30 as the likely target in the current year. Obviously, this is down from the 60-odd that we had a year or so ago, but that was an inflated level.
Yep.
What is a normalized level in the years 2019, 2020, that sort of...
Well, a normalized level for the upcoming years would be, in, from my understanding, again in this area between 25 million euros, 20 to 25, I would say, more or less in upcoming years.
Okay.
But we have to see and really to calculate what is within one of our sub-projects is a little bit investment in our retail. Concerning to furniture, yes, store emotionalization and so on. So I would say the best guess is still 25.
Okay.
In the upcoming years, and the difference for the running fiscal year that you asked for is, I would say, a little bit less. Actually, until now or in the first half, a little bit less investment in retail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one outstanding question. Logistics is one of the is one part of the program that you've outlined.
Yeah.
The Ravenna Park. You've got a number of repayments still coming up. I think in November is a large one on that. Is logistics being reviewed as a topic in terms of completely outsourcing? Is it likely that we have, for example, a sale and lease back of that? Or what is your thinking now with respect to logistics?
So first of all, logistics is part of our new performance program with regard to improvement in efficiency and also in decrease of personal expenses. That's the main effect. Actually, we are not thinking about other issues, as you mentioned.
Okay, thank you indeed.
Thank you. The last question we have received is from Mr. Alex Nieberdien, CCH GmbH. Your line is now open. Mr. Nieberdien, your line is now open. You can ask your question.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you. I just have two quick questions. The first question is for clarification. Your outlook, EBIT, your revised outlook, is that an adjusted EBIT or a operational EBIT? And specifically, you've brought the outlook down by about 20 million euros from the midpoint. And what I'm wondering is whether that includes the restructuring costs of, in total, 15 million you were discussing, or if that 20 million takedown is purely operational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for your question. So the EBIT guidance is, how would I say, it's reported EBIT. It's including okay. It's including extraordinary expenses.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you. And the second question I have is with regard to the increased vertical integration that you mentioned several times on the call. I'm not entirely sure how that fits into your mission of becoming leaner and tighter operation and reducing costs. Could you talk a little bit about the increased vertical integration, please?
Sorry, I think I did not really get it. Could you ask again, please?
Yes. You mentioned that one of your goals is to increase vertical integration of the group.
Yeah.
Could you explain what you mean by that, please?
So the overall idea behind that is that we should not any longer differentiate as much as today between retail and our wholesales and our wholesale partners. Because at the end, everyone is a retailer. Also, our wholesale partner is a retailer. And when I talk about that not only our own stores need, I would say, white trousers in November, it's the same at our wholesale partners. And we want more influence on how to deliver to our wholesale partners, how to present our brands in his department store, and yes, how to reorder and so on.
Okay. I think I've got that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There are no more questions. I am back to the speaker.
Okay. So thank you for joining us in our today's conference call, and I wish you a nice day and Russia a good start in the championship tournament. Okay. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.